Well, as the youngest member of the family troupe, the Jackson Five, Michael Jackson became a child star and later claimed he'd never had a childhood while also accusing his father of abuse. As a self-proclaimed Peter Pan, Jackson bought his infamous Neverland Ranch in 1987. It was the height of his solo stardom, and his private life became the subject of much speculation, amid rumours that he slept in an oxygen tent and adopted a chimp called Bubbles, with whom he allegedly shared a bed. In the early 90s, with his skin noticeably paler, Jackson admitted having undergone plastic surgery, but he claimed it was due to a rare skin condition. In 1993, 13-year-old Jordan Chandler claimed Jackson sexually abused him at Neverland. Jacko paid out £10.6 million in a settlement, although he always denied the claims. Many saw his 1994 marriage to Elvis's only child, Lisa Marie Presley, as a publicity stunt. It lasted just 19 months. He swiftly married the Australian nurse Debbie Rowe in 1996. Their marriage was to last 3 years and produce two children, Prince Michael and Paris Michael Jackson. Well, following that divorce, Jackson took on sole custody of the children. But his parenting skills came into question when he dangled baby Blanket, his third child, born to a mystery surrogate mother, out of a hotel balcony. Remember the outcry over those pictures. And a year later, Jackson invited Martin Bashir to interview him, a now infamous documentary in which Michael Jackson described sharing a bed with a young boy as a beautiful thing. A warrant was issued for his arrest on charges of sexually molesting a 12-year-old boy. He pleaded not guilty, and in 2005, he was cleared of all charges. But his fortune had all but disappeared. A year later, Neverland officially closed, and Jackson sought a reclusive life out of the public glare. With record-breaking sales a distant memory now, Jackson arrived in London in March of this year to unveil a string of dates, his first live tour in a decade. He described the gigs as his final curtain call, but the King of Pop would never take to the stage again.